Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, May 27th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, the Meta team has announced Instagram Plus, WhatsApp Plus, and Facebook Plus rolling out globally, all under the new name Meta One. Meta's head of product, Naomi Gleit, is going to stop by to explain more. Also, we'll get into what these plans are going to cost and what they include. Additionally, the YouTube team has been working on some new AI features that allow you to remix videos. You can use these AI features to remix other people's videos in creative ways. We'll talk about it. Additionally, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, stops by to explain how to read your Instagram insights, how to find them in the Edits app, and how to understand engagement rates and connected versus unconnected reach. And after the music, I will do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. Weekly, free, zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings pretending you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's start with the Meta news. Meta is rolling out a new product called Meta One, which gives you the option to subscribe to Instagram Plus, WhatsApp Plus, and Facebook Plus. To explain more, here's the Meta head of product, Naomi Gleit.
Hey everyone, exciting news for how we're building value with our new subscriptions products. We're starting to roll out Facebook Plus, Instagram Plus, WhatsApp Plus with enhanced features that our community already loves. These subscription plans offer richer ways to express and connect across our apps with more fun features to be added. We're also testing new subscription plans that offer premium features for those who want to unlock more from our apps and AI glasses. We're starting with plans that give people who use Meta AI more to work with. More capacity, bigger, more complex requests, and more room to create. For businesses and creators, we're offering premium tools that allow you to enhance presence, supercharge content, automate tasks, and protect your brand. We're also thinking about how to bring this all together in a way that makes sense. You may see us testing subscriptions under the name Meta One. While we're still testing and learning, eventually we see Meta One as the one place that brings our subscriptions together across all of our apps. This is just the beginning with a lot more value to come.
All right, we're going to get into the pricing, but first I just want to mention, it is my favorite thing that I can find clips from other people who work at the platforms besides Adam Mosseri. So that's a win to me every single time it happens. Now let's talk about the pricing. Instagram Plus and Facebook Plus will cost $3.99 per month, while WhatsApp Plus will cost $2.99 per month. You're probably wondering, what features do you get? Instagram Plus adds the ability to spotlight a story once per week, extend the availability of a story for an additional 24 hours, and preview someone else's story without showing up as a viewer. Facebook Plus will let you extend Facebook stories so that they are available for 48 hours instead of 24 hours, including other bonuses, such as being able to change your app icons to make them feel more unique, sending super reactions, being able to search your story viewer list, story rewatch insights so you can tell the number of times your story was rewatched, and to see a mini preview of stories without showing up as a viewer. But posters are notified that this feature exists. Meta is doing something similar when it comes to AI. They're testing something called Meta One Plus, which costs $7.99 per month, and Meta One Premium, which costs $19.99 per month, and lets subscribers do things like generate more images and videos with Meta AI. This means that the free version of Meta AI will now have usage limits in its thinking mode and with video and image generation. Okay, all those plans I've talked about so far have been primarily focused on individual users, but for creators and businesses, Meta is testing two new plans. Meta One Essential will cost $14.99 and includes perks like the Meta Verified Badge. Meta One Advanced costs $49.99 per month and will let subscribers show up higher in search results on Instagram and Facebook, and will let Instagram creators offer clickable links in posts and reels. That last part that I mentioned is being tested in some countries, including Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Thailand, and Bangladesh. But I do think those are really interesting features that may be worth paying for to some people, especially if you can have that clickable links in posts and reels. That's something that has been available before, but the price point has been incredibly high for just a few clickable links in reels per month. Interesting to see where this goes. I was also really hoping that Instagram is going to be offering an ad-free experience for X amount of dollars per month. Doesn't seem like that's on the roadmap for them because they make so much money in ad revenue. All right, now let's move on to the YouTube news. Rene Ritchie from the YouTube Creator Insider team posted a video talking about Gemini Omnics in YouTube Shorts Remix. I'm going to say that that is not the best title for it, but basically it's an AI tool that allows you to remix other people's videos in creative ways. Here's the clip.
Gemini Omni is coming to YouTube Shorts and the YouTube Create app. It's free and it lets you remix eligible shorts by typing your own prompt, selecting a Gemini suggested edit, or uploading images, and the model will remix up to 10 seconds of the video. You can add yourself to your favorite short, put your own spin on it with stylistic changes, or even transform the characters into vampires, space knights. The only limit is your creativity. Whether you have 10 subs or 10 million, the tools are easy to use. The interface is built for speed and it handles edits in the background so you can remix on the go. Every remix links back to the original video so viewers can discover the original creators, and this lets fans engage with their favorite creators in new ways, step directly into their favorite shorts, and helps anyone get started on YouTube. And creators remain in control of our content and can opt out a visual remix in shorts at any time. If we do opt a video out, any remixes of that video will be deleted, and we can control remix settings per video or in bulk. If a YouTube short is remixed with Omni, it'll have a digital watermark identifying metadata and are subject to YouTube's community guidelines. YouTube also maintains a high bar for viewer experience. The goal with tools like Omni is to unlock new levels of creative production for everyone. YouTube systems will filter out low quality at scale, but the hope is to inspire the kind of experimentation that leads to the next generation of iconic creation. So check out Gemini Omni in YouTube Shorts and in the YouTube Create app today, and drop your thoughts and questions in the comments.
I will link to this video so you can see what it looks like. I also really appreciate that they are giving links back to the original creator's video, so this way the original creator gets credit. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, is going to talk about how to read your Instagram insights to understand what's working for engagement and also explains connected versus unconnected reach. Stick around. Welcome back. The head of Instagram recently made a video explaining how to read your Instagram insights, particularly engagement rates and connected versus unconnected reach. Here's the clip.
Short video with some advice on how to read your insights on Instagram. Also, by the way, insights are on edits as well, particularly for those of you who create reels. Now, the thing I think that matters most and that you really should focus on is not how much reach your post got. That is an important thing, obviously. But if you want to understand why a post got more or less reach, you should focus on your engagement rates. So of all the people who saw the post, how many of them actually engaged with that post? They liked it, or they sent it to a friend, or they commented on it, or they saved it, etc. You should also take a look at the connected reach versus the unconnected reach. Now, what connected reach is the number of people who saw your post who actually follow you, and unconnected reach or recommendations is the number of people who don't follow you who actually saw your post. And the engagement rates that matter most vary slightly. So for instance, like rates matter more for your followers, and send rates matter more for those who don't follow you. These were a couple tips to try to help you figure out how to work out why one post or reel might do better or worse than another. If you've got any questions, please feel free to ask, and definitely always check out your insights. We're going to continue to try to improve them to give you good information about what's happening on the platform and why. More to come. Later.
Okay, the key takeaway there is to remember that when it comes to your followers, likes are most important. When it comes to people who do not follow you, shares are more important. That is the key takeaway. All right, that is going to do it for the news and strategy portion of today's episode. If you want to hear me do Wednesday Waffle, where I talk about another topic that may or may not be related to social media, stick around after the music.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks at Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Daniel Hill Media.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. Recently, my wife and I were watching an interview with Taylor Swift for the New York Times Magazine, and she was talking about her songwriter influences. In that video, she talked specifically about how Chris Carrabba from Dashboard Confessional was such a big influence on her songwriting. And that's when I had a moment. You might have remembered a few months back on the podcast, I talked about how Chris Carrabba from Dashboard Confessional was actually introduced to a lot of good punk music by the creator of Parks and Rec, Mike Shore. He also worked on Saturday Night Live, The Office. He created The Good Place, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And they happened to sit on the bus together as teenagers. Mike Shore recommended some bands, and that's what got Chris Carrabba started on his musical journey. So to see Taylor Swift in an interview talk about how Chris Carrabba influenced her to become a songwriter felt like a really full circle moment. I decided to make a video about this. And although videos that I make typically do not perform very well across social, in this case, it got 300 views on TikTok, 800 views on YouTube Shorts, and 60,000 views on Instagram, including 2,000 shares. It's been a long time since I had a video pop off like this. Now, it did take me a really long time to make this video. I spent altogether about 5 hours making this video between scripting it, filming it, editing it, making it more interesting by trying to put a hook on it. And it's really gratifying to see the results of that, even though this happens to me incredibly rarely, and I work pretty hard on the videos that I make. Anyway, thank you for listening to me talk about this. If you want to see the video, I will link to it in the show notes. Be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.